that Ian freestyle where he tries to rhyme again with best is, I think, indicative of one of the most prevalent critiques of Ian throughout his career, that being that he speaks in a faux black sense. I'm not saying this because I hate Ian, because I don't. I'm saying this because it's true. In linguistics, we often categorize accents by what are called vowel mergers, which occur when accents change what are usually distinct vowel sounds to be pronounced the same. So for example, Bay Area English has what's called the cot-caught merger, where the vowel sounds in cot and caught are pronounced the exact same. Now, the rhymes in this freestyle would have sounded at least a little bit better if Ian's speech exhibited what's called the pen-pin merger. It's exactly what it sounds like, when the vowel sound in pen becomes the vowel sound in pin. But for some reason, likely because Ian's putting on a faux accent of which he doesn't understand the nuances, he only applies this merger to the word again. You can hear him pronounce the word again, like again, but he doesn't change the vowel sound in best to rhyme with it. And so instead of pronouncing both words with the same vowel, we get this.
Damn, I'm on my Britney shit. Oops, I hit again. Damn, I'm on my DJ Khaled shit. We the best.
But why is Ian applying the pen-pin merger to the word again if it's not a trait of Missouri English, which is where Ian's from? Well, it's because he's stealing it from Atlanta English. The pen-pin merger is a very distinct trait of Southern American English, more specifically Atlanta English, and even more specifically than that, black residents of Atlanta. In fact, the only places in America where the pen-pin merger exists outside of the South is in black communities who migrate up north due to the Great Migration. So if you're hearing the pen-pin merger in someone who isn't black and isn't from the South, chances are they're trying to imitate one of those two groups, and we know what Ian's going for. You can hear the pen-pin merger more authentically in Atlanta native Andre 3000 in Scientists and Engineers. Listen to how he says them instead of them and friends instead of friends.
Too much that I can't communicate with all of them. I do wish I had scientist or engineer friends.
You can also hear it in fellow Atlanta native Future, one of the artists Tyler, the Creator, said Ian was ripping off of. Listen to how he says depending instead of depending.
Depending on the time I was laying up.
The point of this video isn't to hate on Ian, that's not what this is about. The point is to show that when black people are saying that someone's faking a black scent, we aren't just making it up. There are subtle nuances to black American accents that an imitator won't be able to properly reproduce, and these differences will stick out like a sore thumb to black listeners.